Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Johanna Blackman.
When people talk about the 100-year tide or the 100-year flood, it doesn't mean it's going to happen in 100 years. It can happen anytime in the next 100 years.
That was Jesse Dunbar, town manager for Tremont here on Mount Desert Island. Often referred to as the backside of the island, Tremont has been a leader for years now in climate mitigation and resilience building. Even before the town passed a climate resolution in 2021, Tremont had the distinction of being the first town in then Ameriterritory to develop a solar array on a capped landfill. I sat down recently to talk with Jesse about Tremont's climate response and taking leadership as a town manager of a small rural Maine community.
We've been trying to be proactive with resiliency and climate change. Started before I got there, and we've continued that. We've applied for every grant that's come along related to resiliency and climate change, and just really working with the community regarding working waterfront and how climate change impacts the infrastructure and the daily lives of the residents in general.
Tremont's climate response has taken diverse forms, focused on local priorities and needs, and exemplifying the intersection between mitigation or reducing emissions and resilience building or adaptation to climate impacts.
We've worked on the vulnerability study for the town of Tremont, the greenhouse gas study, the resilience plan drafting, and incorporating those things into our comprehensive plan that was adopted at the same time, and working on changes to town infrastructure. We've done a lot of work regarding solar. The town solar array on the capped landfill provides solar power to all the municipal buildings. And we've worked with FEMA with direct technical assistance on several projects in town, the town wharf and a couple of roads, as well as FEMA's response to the January storms.
Jesse reflected on the impact of the back-to-back January storms early this year, which hit Tremont hard, ripping apart wharfs, buildings, and other waterfront infrastructure, and causing significant damage to roads.
The January storms did significant damage to the town's infrastructure, as well as residential infrastructure, regarding the sea level, high tide, storm surge. None of those things for the town were covered by the town's insurance due to storm surge, so we're relying on FEMA public assistance for those events.
I asked Jesse about what he observed in the community after the January storms.
I think, as horrible as they were, it was eye-opening for many residents that climate change is real. It can happen here to our community. I think it's been a reminder for what we face and what could happen in the future.
A significant challenge for many small rural towns when it comes to climate action and resilience work is capacity. When there are so many pressing front burner issues to address, how do small towns proactively plan and implement projects to build local resilience to climate impacts and to take advantage of the benefits of energy work like renewable energy projects and efficiency upgrades? I asked Jesse how he has managed this balance.
Being a small town office, it does take quite a bit of time to get everything done with all that's going on. I rely on volunteers. We have a sustainability committee that meets regularly, as well as partners like Climate to Thrive. It allows me to get a lot of the behind the scenes work prepared with the volunteers and the partnership, that it's a more streamlined process for me to bring it to whichever board needs to consider it.
Recognizing that climate change is still a politicized topic in the United States, I wondered how Jesse has kept the town united and focused on solutions to what is now a pressing issue for the town.
I just think about what's best for the town moving forward as we look at the years ahead, what makes the most sense for the town's infrastructure, and to preserve what makes Tremont Tremont, the working waterfront and the livelihoods that have existed for years, how to preserve and assist those and make those more resilient to climate and other changes as the years go on.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.